This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Rapper-turned-politician Balinder Shah's Rashtriya Swatantra Party RSP is all set to form next government in Nepal after securing landslide victory in parliamentary elections and decimating the established parties. Popularly known as Balin, 35-year-old prime ministerial candidate of RSP defeated four-time Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli of CPN-UML by a huge margin of about 50,000 votes in Jhapa 5 constituency. The RSP has won 77 seats out of the 97 seats for which results were declared by 9:30 p.m. last night. RSP's seats include a clean sweep in all 10 constituencies of Kathmandu district, even as it is leading in 48 seats across the country. Nepali Congress won 11 and is leading in 7 seats. CPN-UML won just 5 seats and is leading in 7. Nepali Communist Party won 2 seats and is leading in 5. Shram Shakti Party is leading in 3 seats and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party won 1 seat. Nepal witnessed about 60% voter turnout during the March 5 elections to the House of Representatives. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated the people and government of Nepal for the successful conduct of elections. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "It is heartening to see my Nepali sisters and brothers exercise their democratic rights so vibrantly. This historic milestone is a proud moment in Nepal's democratic journey," Mr. Modi said. PM Modi also said that as a close friend and neighbour, India remains steadfast in its commitment to working closely with the people of Nepal and its new government to scale new heights of shared peace, progress and prosperity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth around 33,500 crore rupees in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of Delhi Metro projects worth about 18,300 crore rupees. He will inaugurate two new corridors of the Delhi Metro. These include the Majlis Park Mochpur Babarpur Pink Line corridor of around 12.3 kilometers and the Pali Majlis Park Magenta Line corridor of around 9.9 kilometers. The new connectivity will benefit several areas of Delhi, including Burari, Jagatpur, Wazirabad, Yamuna Vihar, Madhuman Chowk, Haidarpur, Badli Mor, Majlis Park, among others. International Women's Day is being observed today. The theme this year is Rights, Justice, Action for All Women and Girls. It highlights the need to strengthen women's rights, ensuring access to justice and accelerating action towards gender equality worldwide. To mark the occasion, various programs are being organized across the country. In New Delhi, President Draupadi Murmu will join International Women's Day celebrations at Manekshaw Center. Minister for Women and Child Development, Annapurna Devi, and the Minister of State, Savitri Thakur, will also be present at the event. President Draupadi Murmu has extended greetings and best wishes to all citizens of the country, especially to women, on the occasion of International Women's Day. In a message, the President said that women are the foundation of the society and nation, and educated, self-reliant, empowered women can strongly contribute to a prosperous and progressive nation. Union Youth Affairs and Sports Ministry is organizing a nationwide athletics league, Asmita, in New Delhi on the International Women's Day today. This league aligns with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision to promote and strengthen a strong sports culture in the coming years. Competitions will be organized for girls in three age categories, including under 13, 13 to 18 years, and 18 years and above. Ministry of External Affairs has said that more than 52,000 Indian nationals have been safely brought back from the Gulf region to India between March 1 and March 7, following the outbreak of war in West Asia. The MEA said that of these, 32,107 passengers traveled on Indian carriers, while the rest were flown by foreign airlines. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, defending champions India will lock horns with New Zealand in the summit clash at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad at 7 p.m. today. In All England Open Badminton Championships, India's star shuttler Lakshya Sen has powered his way into the men's singles final and India's hopes high for a historic title in Birmingham this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.